This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Monday, September 18th, 2017, and we have a ton of news for you. We've got higher education departments wanting to change the words freshmen and upperclassmen because that is triggering. Of course, we've got the Emmys that just defecated all over themselves last night. We've got 80 arrests in St. Louis as they're getting ready for a third day of protests. Got all kinds of news talking about China, Venezuela, just international news like that. Washington Post writer says Trump is literally killing him. Oh, my goodness. We've got a video of peaceful Muslims beating the crap out of feminist protesters. So we'll get to all that. We've got big reports coming from Alex Jones, including one on a CIA whistleblower. You don't want to miss that. I think Hillary Clinton is still hanging out in the toilet paper aisle of Costco right now. I'm not so sure if she's managed to find her way out of that yet, but that's where Hillary Clinton was last seen. So we've got all of this news. You've got terror attacks happening in London, but what does the UN say? The big question, according to the UN, is what to make of Trump. I found this so hysterically maddening that the UN would sit here and act like Trump is the biggest problem on the world. Meanwhile, North Korea is threatening America. Venezuela is completely collapsing. Radical Islamic terror is attacking in London 5 times so far this year, all over Europe. So you've got all that going on. But CNN freaks out about the most ridiculous stuff. So the UN says that, oh, what do we make of Trump? Trump is a huge deal. We need to do something about Trump. Ignoring all the other problems, as actually Hurricane Maria looks like maybe coming down the same path as Irma. But CNN likes to attack Trump with low blows, including one video that went viral of a young man that was mowing the White House lawn. Trump took a step outside, said, hey, congratulations, young entrepreneur. CNN took this story, ran with it, had to give it a twist, and leave it to Mark Dice to get the lemonade out of that lemon. Here's a report from Mark Dice.
Good evening. I'm Anderson Cooper. Tonight we have some disturbing footage to show you of President Trump using forced child labor to mow the lawn at the White House. Our sources tell us the president is trying to keep the budget down and laid off the groundkeepers and decided to use slave labor instead. Here the president can be seen harassing the poor child slave for not working fast enough. When the boy's father came out to rescue his son, President Trump said to the man, I could buy your wife, you peasant, and told him to start weed whacking along the fence or he would send his son to North Korea. Let's bring in CNN's token black host, a descendant of slaves, Don Lemon, for his reaction. Don?
Thank you, sweetie. I mean, Anderson. Some Republicans say that the boy wanted to mow the grass and that he mowed his neighbor's lawns. Even if true, and those are just unsubstantiated rumors being spread by Fox News, that would still prove problematic because if that is the case, the president has thrown favoritism to a white kid, in a sense stealing a job from a Mexican. And the fact is that, again, even if these rumors are true, that the boy volunteered for the job, this is more sexism at the hands of the president, giving the job to a boy instead of a girl, further perpetuating the patriarchal myth that girls aren't strong enough to push a lawnmower, and thus continuing to reinforce these toxic gender roles that are being forced onto our children. Anderson?
Disturbing indeed. The former labor reporter for the New York Times had this to say. Quote, this is not setting a great signal on child labor, minimum wage, and occupational safety, end quote. We reached out to him to confirm, and this is not a satirical tweet. He is 100% serious, and he really is from the New York Times.
This is just disgusting. It sure is. And every day now the president seems to confirm our suspicions, even when we keep giving him the benefit of the doubt. Stay tuned to CNN for the latest breaking news. Here's Mark Dice with an important message.
That's Mark Dice. We'll have more from Alex Jones on the other side.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company, from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Huge news to cover today. Huge breaking reports from Alex Jones. A ton of video clips, including all of the Trump derangement that we saw at the Emmys last night. Or actually, I guess that we didn't see because nobody watched it. And the only reason anybody's talking about it is because of how pathetic they are. Alex has some news with a CIA whistleblower. You're going to get that report from Alex Jones. We're going to have all of the Emmys debacle that was last night. We've got more on the Trump-Russia probe, Trump lawyers debating what to do. Meanwhile, more Clinton-Obama lawyers are going into that probe. You've got schools now wanting to change their names because they're named after Jefferson and Madison. Now they want to change their names. Yale is swapping out freshmen and upperclassmen with gender-neutral terms. What the heck is going on this planet? 80 arrests as riots grip St. Louis for third day after ex-cops acquittal in fatal shooting. There's a reason why we keep seeing this. A lot of it has to do with television pundits or personalities on CNN. We'll have those clips as well. But first, let's go to Alex Jones, who has filed a special report. He's going to have more reports throughout the day today, including one on a CIA whistleblower. But first, here is Alex Jones.
Social engineers want you blinded by the background noise. It's got to turn it off. Time to focus intellectually, politically, spiritually on the real architecture of this new world order. It's time to read the seminal publications and declassifications of the technocrats' program. It's time to realize that InfoWars is not Alex Jones's opinion, but is simply an analysis of what the planetary shadow government is establishing and how that planetary system is absorbing not just human society, but the biospheres of the globe and this ecosystem that is spaceship Earth. Coming up today, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting with a bunch of important guests and news. He's going to cover the culture wars and how those are accelerating. But the backdrop, the most important point to understand from my perspective, is that everything you see from MTV and the death culture and the gangbanger culture and the cop killer George Soros culture and the Hollywood anti-family, anti-Christ system is a function of the mode and the psychology and the worldview and the plan of the large tax-free foundations that Congress has even had hearings on, whose plan is to overturn not just civilization, but human operations as they biologically exist in what is called the final revolution or the end of history. Anyone listening can just write down these terms I'm giving you, type them into a search engine, and go down the rabbit hole, not of something I said or something Ron Paul said or something like Matt Drudge said or Nigel Farage said or Donald Trump, but what the globalists themselves have been saying, and a lot of it is 170 years old. Much of it's from the 1850s. And the whole plan, you could say, is divinely inspired, but not with a big D. The little D for Diablo. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great experiment we're all part of. It's an amazing time to be alive. We see the ongoing insanity in St. Louis as total racial division is hyped by the corporate media. We see in Dallas, Texas, no wonder the Democrats think they can make the state go blue. We see Dallas, Texas, a Democrat stronghold now, preparing to remove Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington. They're not going to stop until they remove the name of the country, the flag, the whole system, because it's not about stopping any wrongs. It's about exercising power and using the true openness of the West, our strength, as a weakness against us. That's why we must focus and stoically stand against the social engineering and not give in to virtue signaling or political correctness, even though we want to let people know who are attacking us that we don't hate them because of what color they are. When we give in to all the virtue signaling and say, now I'm not racist, but I understand, and let's be friends, and let's work this out, and let me compromise with you, you're only giving in to the psychological warfare template, where by increments, we always compromise, and the establishment never does. And then the throngs of people we're trying to satisfy and trying to work with and trying to live next to and trying to get along with, they get even more enslaved than ever. We're all being used as pawns in this, and it's time to realize the game and to transcend it. There's so much other news coming up today. The latest ridiculous award show with a bunch of out-of-touch Hollywood scum giving each other awards. And, of course, it had record low ratings. The good news is humanity across the globe is breaking with the globalists. In fact, when I talk to people who live in third world nations, they're a lot more awake on average than the average American because they've actually seen the scams. They've been through the frauds. Just like people that grew up in Eastern Europe under communism, they see almost to a person right through all this because they've heard it all before. They've seen the lies. They've been through the process. And revelation is the best way to learn things, where you just divinely understand something innately, whether it's from God or instinct. And then, of course, you can learn by experience, sticking your hand down the garbage disposal and turning it on. Or you can learn by being taught. You can learn by people that have been through it before. And that's really the best way to learn. Because you can experience it and see it right there for yourself, and others who've experienced it can see it for themselves. And there's not any denial about what we're facing. The average people that have bought into this system of political correctness and control do it because they feel powerless. And they feel like if they learn this new language of having a chip on your shoulder, that somehow they'll get ahead when they haven't gotten ahead before. And I call it the lottery mentality. And I'm not bashing anybody that's gone out and bought a lottery ticket to have fun, you know, watch the show and have some excitement and be part of something. But it's designed to screw you over. It's a tax on the poor. And the very same people that vote Democrat and the very same people that buy into political correctness are the very same type of people, whether they be black or white, Hispanic, old, young, that believe that they're going to be okay because the next lottery ticket's going to be their big one and they're going to have $100 million. They've been scammed. And what's frustrating is it's in the WikiLeaks, it's in the Facebook documents, it's in all the documents that the social engineers are totally ruthless and are doing all these horrible things worldwide and really hate humanity, but they manipulate folks that want a free ride. The Republican Party establishment's our enemy. The Democratic Party establishment's our enemy. And we've moved so far that people like Donald Trump have arrived on the scene as a manifestation, as a surfer riding the great wave of awakening. But that doesn't mean we rise or fall with Donald Trump. We rise and fall on you. What's in your heart, what's in your mind, seeing through the deception, understanding the great historical moment we're all in. Now I'm going to hand this back over to Owen Schroyer. Over the weekend, Zero Hedge published a big article. We republished it on Infowars.com with a high-level CIA whistleblower, friends with William Binney. His bona fides are, you know, the best out there, exposing how shadow government controls the deep state and what they're trying to establish. But then I get into the rest of the story towards the end of the breakdown about what their end game is. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's very, very important. I shot it yesterday. We're going to premiere it here, and then it's going to be posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I'm going to get this gentleman on, Mr. Shipp, in the very, very near future. We're going to get Mr. Benny back on as well, former technical director of the NSA. But this just confirms the exact architecture that I've already laid out. Not again because I figured it out myself, but because of the church hearings and the Iran-Contra hearings and others, we get a very good snapshot of how this operates. Plus, we can see it manifested at point-blank range. But remember, most of the people in the deep state are controlled as well and are compartmentalized and are actually good people. It's the shadow government that's key. And it was threatened by Trump and the people's attempt to actually take control of our government again. That's why they're so angry and trying to isolate Trump and so upset that people were able to talk to him, that the public could influence him, because they believe it's their right. They believe they are the global republic and that they own the government and they own the system. But in truth, they're the very people that have been selling out the country and selling out the republic, not just from their own documents that prove it, but from their actions through the popular culture. And there's now a rebellion within the deep state and the shadow government to stop having culture tools like Hollywood be weapons to absolutely destroy civilization in an attempt to conquer it while spoiling the very engine of the elite's power itself. Now back to Owen Schroyer from the front lines of the info war. Remember, you are the power of the info war. And when you share videos, when you share articles, when you financially support us, when you pray for us, when you speak out, when you take action, when you shoot video reports on the street yourself, it has a huge effect. So all of you are citizen reporters in this information war, and they can't censor us all, and they can't stop us all. The fight has been joined. We're over the target. And all of you are not essential. You are absolutely critical and beyond essential. Without you, there is nothing. Without you, the most awake group of people on the planet
highly motivated, focused individuals that understand the game, we don't have a hope. But because of you, we've got way more than a hope. We've got a promise from God that we can win if we simply take action and do the right thing and trust in Him. Infowars.com. Now back to Owen Schroyer.
And how did most of us end up here at Infowars.com/show? Because we realized that MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, all these people, Hollywood, are all fake news, they're all liars, and they do nothing to better this country. That's why we're here. We'll have all the news on the other side, including more from Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere. This is The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the answer to the toxic environment that we live in is InfoWarsStore.com. Air filters, water filters, stuff to help your body deal with the toxins in our environment. Here's one for you. I don't think we talk about this product enough, to be honest with you. Z-Shield. Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. And it's 40% off right now. So this is a product that, well, we have so many new products now that when we come out with a new product, it almost just kind of vanishes. We don't even plug it enough. And to me, that's kind of what Z-Shield is. And it just reminded me how important this product is when we started seeing the hurricanes come and we started talking to the experts about weather manipulation, chemtrails, cloud seeding. And then you realize that, wow, these are chemical toxins that they're literally spraying in the air, heavy metals that they're literally spraying in the air that are now causing us to live in an environment that is totally infiltrated by all this. So that's why we make Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. The EPA admits that there's more than 800 million pounds of pesticide dumped in the U.S. every year, and 80% of them are used on crops. So what are you doing to fight that? Well, now we have a simple solution for you, and that's Z-Shield, and it's 40% off right now. So when you see these stories about how they're just flooding our environment with all these chemicals, they're spraying heavy metals and toxins in the air, the solution is Z-Shield, especially right now when, again, today I'm seeing reports in Austin. Even today in Austin, they were spraying stuff in the air. All these lines in the sky, that's cloud seeding, that's chemtrails, this is geoengineering, and we try to fight back by providing you with a supplement that is meant to protect your body from these harmful elements, and it's 40% off. Tack that up with the other specials, 50% off all Emirates Essentials, 50% off emergency food supplies, 50% off Caveman, 50% off Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. All these specials are running. Oh, yeah, 50% off Caveman. All these specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You go there. You support this broadcast. We launch to the next level, and we continue to fight fake news with real cutting-edge news right here at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, and, of course, the Alex Jones Show. So take advantage of all those specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've got a ton of news we're going to get to. We got all kinds of clips from the Emmys. We'll talk about the debacle that was the Emmys. The ratings were down. We've got the media reacting to Trump tweeting out videos, Trump donating millions. Trump is about to give a speech tomorrow at the UN. They're preparing for that. We've got another former Democrat donor added to the Russian probe lawyer list. So we'll have more on that. Of course, schools now trying to go full PC and stopping using words like freshman, upperclassmen, and not naming schools Jefferson or Madison. But first, before we get to all that, you had St. Louis rioting over the weekend. And you know what? I forgot I was going to time this right, but it's okay. 80 arrests as riot grips St. Louis for third day after ex-cop's acquittal and fatal shooting. Second night of violence in St. Louis after ex-cop acquitted. Protests turned violent in Del Mar Loop Saturday, second night of post-verdict strife, and that's in a different area. So you had people protesting and rioting downtown, then you had people in the Del Mar Loop, an entire different area of St. Louis, then you had people canceling concerts, U2, Ed Sheeran, cancel St. Louis concerts, other events called off. Yeah, you had businesses boarding up, shops closing down. So here is a video clip from local KMOV in St. Louis, a Black Lives Matter protesters marching on Del Mar, in St. Louis. This is in the Del Mar Loop. This isn't even downtown. It's called the U-City Loop, a famous area of St. Louis. Right by Washington University, where the presidential debate was. So as you can see here, hundreds of protesters, they were protesting all weekend. Let's go to another clip right after this. This is a protester getting harassed by Black Lives Matter. Go ahead and roll that.
Come on, come on, come on. over, man. You know the f*** shouldn't even be over. Why would you come over?
Oh, the reporter's not even allowed to be there to cover their protest. That doesn't make sense. Why protest if you don't want anyone to cover it? I've never understood that angle, but that's what's been going on.
Get your ass away.
Wow. It's just so hateful. There's nothing. I mean, wow. This is really sad. I'm sad to see this happen in St. Louis, folks. Don't go anywhere. We got a special report with Alex Jones on the other side.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer here for Alex Jones. We're going to hear from Alex Jones in this segment in 5 minutes on a breaking report on a CIA whistleblower. But first, you may wonder why you're seeing all these marches. Why are all these angry people marching for Black Lives Matter? Why are they screaming at white people in the streets? Why do the marches continue? Well, there's an answer for that. It's not just the funding that they get from George Soros groups, but it's mainstream media, folks. It's mainstream media virtue signaling and quite frankly, just outright lying to these people, using propaganda to get them out into the streets, to trigger their emotions, and to make them believe things that aren't actually happening. So we just played some videos of protesters in St. Louis upset over the acquittal of an ex-cop for a murder of Lamar Smith, which you look at the case, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. But you have to ask yourself the question, Why are they marching over this case and Lamar Smith? Why aren't they marching over Isaiah Hammett? You see, if you look at Isaiah Hammett's case, who was also killed by a SWAT team in St. Louis, it's not ambiguous. It's pretty obvious what happened. And when you look at the statements from the police, it looks even worse. But why don't they cover Isaiah Hammett's story when a SWAT team literally raided the home unconstitutionally and shot the place up, murdering Isaiah Hammett? Literally going in with automatic weapons and shooting the house up and then planting evidence. And then even their statements say, yeah, well, we don't really know. Wow. But no coverage of this. No marches. Nothing on CNN. But then this ex-cop and Lamar Smith gets all the coverage. Why? Because Lamar Smith was black. And they know that they can use this propaganda to virtue signal and to get black people out in the streets angry and upset. And that's what they're doing. So let's show some of these examples. First, let's start off with how they vaguely set the foundation. This is CNN commentator calling for the removal of Washington and Jefferson statues.
You saw the interview I did with Cory Stewart, who's trying to run for a Senate seat there in Virginia.
And
he makes the case that it is about...
I'm not trying to be mean, it's just this woman is a nitwit, philosophically and intellectually.
That we have to get to the heart of the problem here.
Oh, don't get me started on Angela Rye. Just cut my mic, I'll get too upset.
...taught American history. American history is not all glorious, and even though I love John to death, I couldn't disagree more about George Washington. George Washington was a slave owner, and we need to call slave owners out for what they are, whether we think they were protecting American freedom or not. He wasn't protecting my freedom.
Just pause it right there. Listen, Angela Rye, if it wasn't for George Washington, freedom wouldn't even exist in this country. And she's going to sit here and bitch about how history isn't taught right, and she doesn't even understand that it wasn't for George Washington and the Founding Fathers, freedom as we know it wouldn't exist. Go ahead with Angela Rye.
Weren't deemed human beings to him. And so to me, I don't care if it's a George Washington statue or a Thomas Jefferson statue or a Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down. There is a way that we can recognize and appreciate.
This woman needs to come down.
I'm going to finish my point. I'm not feeding into white supremacy. I'm calling out white supremacy for what it is. And sometimes what it is, John.
As she's on a network owned by a white guy. And has an opinion.
Acknowledging that this country was built upon a very
the loudest one up there
that resulted in death and the raping and the killing of my ancestors. So I'm not going to allow.
What about your ancestors that sold your ancestors into slavery? Again, she doesn't even know history.
Call it what it is, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve to be taught about. We definitely need to learn about it so that we don't repeat it, because we're very close to repeating it right now. But I'm not giving any deference to George Washington or to Robert E. Lee.
Well, let me jump in.
Then move. Then move. Why don't you move back to Africa then? If it's so bad here, go back to Africa. It's not going to happen. There is no CNN there to give you a high-paying job, Angela Rye. Just sickening. That woman makes me sick. Here's another CNN commentator calling Trump a white supremacist. These people are just liars, man.
Not only is Donald Trump a white supremacist sympathizer, I think he identifies with this notion of white supremacy, this notion of preservation of white culture. And does that make him a white supremacist? Yeah. Does that essentially make him a racist?
Okay.
I absolutely believe so. And I've been hesitant to say that because I think words matter. Words are really important. And I don't like to throw the word racist around. I don't like to throw lots of different kind of words like that around. And so today I'm at the point, much like the guest you just had, that the president of the United States is a racist. And we have put a white supremacist in the White House.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So now you understand why black people are so upset in this country, because CNN is telling them to be. CNN is telling them this country is racist. CNN is telling them this country has kept them down. CNN is telling them that they have not been free in this country. All lies. And then we've got another clip of CNN cutting off a black Trump supporter because he rejects white guilt. But this is it, folks. You want to know why these protests happen? CNN selective coverage. You want to know why the propaganda gets out there and people buy it? CNN is feeding it to them. So look no further than Angela Rye and Simone Sanders and CNN when you see rioting, looting, and protesting in your streets. That's who's to blame, because they go on air, lie about history, and lie about current day events. I'm sorry that I scream and yell about Angela Rye. She's just out of control. So let's go now. This is a breaking report. This is from Alex Jones. A CIA whistleblower is going public on the deep state coup to remove President Trump. Here's that report from Alex Jones.
A shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself.
During the 1970s, Senator Frank Church held the Church Committee hearings, where decades of secret clandestine deep state operations were made public to the world. From mind control of small kidnapped children in America to government narcotics trafficking to the structure of the deep permanent secret government itself, a lot of incredible revelations came out. Then during the Iran-Contra hearings of the 1980s, even more came out. As a young researcher, I began to look into this information in the early 1990s and became somewhat of a history buff on it. That's why it's been very frustrating for me, who is informed from the congressional record, to cover this information and have controlled corporate media, in many cases working directly for the deep state, lie to the public and tell you that I'm fake news. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we now have a high-level CIA whistleblower who's gone public and given a lengthy speech detailing the very structure of the shadow government which controls the ever-expanding deep state. Kevin Shipp worked for more than two decades at the highest level of the Central Intelligence Agency in some of the most secretive projects. In the last decade, he's been quietly working with the former technical director of the National Security Agency, William Binney, to bring out legally what they can without violating the so-called national security laws that the deep state uses via the shadow government and the controlled corporate press to keep the American people in the dark. Kevin Shipp recently spoke live to a crowd at a geoengineering conference of scientists and press. Zero Hedge transcribed much of the video that's posted on Infowars.com as well as ZeroHedge.com. But in the interest of brevity, let me simply read from the transcript from Zero Hedge. Then I'm going to give you the rest of the story coming up here in a few minutes about what the goals of the shadow government actually are. From the article, high-ranking CIA agent blows whistle on deep state shadow government. NSA and CIA at the top of the shadow government apparatus. Zero Hedge, September 16th, 2017. And here we are covering it now live on the 18th. A CIA whistleblower, Kevin Shipp, has emerged from the wolves' den to expose the deep state and the shadow government, which he calls two entirely separate entities. And again, the reason this is so important is he says there's a civil war in the deep state trying to alert the public to how the shadow government controls the deep state. The deep state's not the enemy. It was established after nuclear weapons were developed so that in case the main government got wiped out, there was a backup. But special interests have used the transference of power to the deep state to, again, set up a parallel government that's operating outside the American people's control and which operates directly against the American people. Let me go back to the article. From high-level CIA whistleblower Shipp's speech. The shadow government controls the deep state and manipulates our elected government behind the scenes, Shipp warned in a recent talk at the geoengineeringwatch.org conference. Shipp had a series of slides explaining how the deep state and shadow government functions, as well as the horrific crimes they are committing against U.S. citizens. Some of the revelations the former CIA anti-terrorism counterintelligence officer revealed included that Google Earth was set up through the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and NQTEL. Indeed, he is correct. The CIA and NGA owned the company Google acquired, Keyhole, Inc., paying an undisclosed sum for the company to turn its tech into what we now know as Google Earth. Another curious investor in Keyhole, Inc. was none other than venture capital firm Intutel, run by the CIA, according to a press release at the time. But, of course, it was Intutel money that helped found Google in the beginning as well. This is the controlled deployment of secret government technologies to the public with backdoor Trojan horses for global control. Schiff also disclosed that the agency known as the Joint Special Ops Command is the president's secret army, which he can use for secret assassinations, overturning governments, and things the American people don't know about. And that really first started with Delta Force in 1979, but now has expanded out into an entire sprawling complex, and it's not just the Army, but other branches of the military. FBI warrantless searches violate the Fourth Amendment with national security letters, which Schiff noted enables them to walk into your employer's office and demand all your financial records. And if he or she says anything about them being there, they can put your supervisor in jail or drop a case against themselves using the state's secret privilege law. Now, here's where it gets really important. The top of the shadow government is the National Security Agency and the Central Intelligence Agency, Schiff said. Schiff expressed that the CIA was created through the Council on Foreign Relations with no congressional approval. And historically, the CFR is also tied into the mainstream media. He elaborated that the CIA was the, quote, central node of the shadow government and controlled all of the other 16 intelligence agencies, despite the existence of the DNI. The agency also controls defense and intelligence contractors to manipulate the president and political decisions, has the power to start wars, torture, initiate coups, and commit false flag attacks, he said. As Schiff stated, the CIA was created through executive order by then-President Harry Truman by signing the National Security Act of 1947. Then the shadow government began to absorb the legitimate government and parlay American power into global domination. My words, not Schiff's. Continuing with Schiff, the deep state is comprised of the military-industrial complex, intelligence contractors, defense contractors, MIC lobbyists, Wall Street offshore accounts, Federal Reserve, IMF World Bank Treasury, foreign lobbyists, and central banks. But what is their ideology? I'm going to get to that. The rest of the story. In the shocking explosive presentation, Schiff went on to express that there are over 10,000 secret sites in the United States that formed after 9/11. There are 1,291 secret government agencies, 1,931 large private corporations, and over 4,800,000 Americans that he knows of who have a security clearance, and over 854,000 who have top secret clearance, explaining why they signed their lives away, bound by an agreement. He also detailed how Congress is owned by the military-industrial complex through the Congressional Armed Services Committee, 48 senior members of Congress, giving those members money in return for a vote on the spending bill for the military and intelligence budget. He even touched on what he called the, quote, secret intelligence industrial complex, which he called the center of the shadow government, including CIA, NSA, NRO, and NGA. Schiff further stated that around the secret intelligence industrial complex, you have the Big Five conglomerate of intelligence contractors, Leidos Holdings, CSRA, CACI, SAIC, and Booz Allen Hamilton. He noted that the work they do is top secret and unreported. The whistleblower remarked that these intelligence contractors are accountable to no one, including Congress, echoing the words of Senator Daniel Inouye when he himself blew the whistle on the shadow government during the Iran-Contra hearings in 1987. Let's go to a clip from that.
A shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself.
So who is Schiff? Is he credible? Is he who he says he is? And the answer is, as we're about to cover, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the highest level CIA whistleblowers we've ever seen. And he gives us, again, another window into even how the people high level in the system are being abused, used, and controlled. This is what AIM.org wrote about Schiff. Shipp held several high-level positions in the CIA. He was assigned as a protective agent for the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, a counterintelligence investigator, a counterterrorism center staff, a team leader protecting sensitive CIA assets from assassination, a manager of high-ranking protective operations, a lead instructor for members of the allied governments, an internal staff security investigator, and a polygraph examiner. He was tasked with protecting the CIA from foreign agent penetration and the chief of training for the CIA Federal Police Force. Mr. Shipp functioned as a program manager for the Department of State Diplomatic Security and Anti-Terrorism Assistance Global Policing Training Program. He is the recipient of 2 CIA Meritorious Unit Citations, 3 Exceptional Performance Awards, and a Medallion of Overseas Covert Operations. He is the author of From the Company of Shadows, CIA Operations and the War on Terrorism. Is this the beginning of more whistleblowers coming forward to end the shadow government and deep state? You can watch Shipp's full explosive presentation below at ZeroHedge.com or NewsWars.com. And now, as Paul Harvey would say, let me, in brevity, give you the rest of the story. And remember, everything I'm going to break down, everything I'm going to talk about is actually hiding in plain view. The shadow state would love you to believe that everything they're doing is invincible and all-powerful. But really, it's a bunch of different special interests that have established a new form of royalty for themselves so they can operate above the law, in many cases, for their own interest. And what they're really trying to do is take control of human development and control the future and use America's incredible ingenuity, inventiveness, and strength and will to project that power out into the world to establish the first corporate planetary government whose ends is to carry out a worldwide eugenics program against the population. But I want to be clear, the so-called deep state is made up of our military. It's made up of anybody that's signed any type of confidentiality forms, that works for major corporations, that do government work. A large part of our country is involved in this so-called shadow system, which was established again to defeat the Soviet Union and to survive a nuclear war. So many of the people involved in the shadow government are not bad people. Many of the people involved in the deep state are not bad people. But it's critical to understand that the people that have burrowed in and gotten control of the shadow government are in control of the deep state, and thus our taxes, our regulations, our nation, our direction. And so if you ask, why is the media lockstep anti-family, anti-Christian, pro-Islamic? Why is the media for open borders? Why is the media for globalism? Why is the media attacking marriage? Why is the media attacking men and women? Why is the media promoting race war? Why is the media promoting Hollywood garbage? And it's because the people that craved power and the people that got control of the national security state from the moment it was born in 1947 are very wicked, controlling, twisted souls who more than anything lust after power and control. And as we know, the ultimate form of control is abusing and hurting or even killing small children. And that's why from the deep state that controls the Vatican to the deep state that controls our major intelligence agencies to Congress, you see perpetual occultism, pedophilia, and bizarre behavior. Because as we read in history books, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And these elites have been out of control forever, believing they're above the law, doing things so evil and corrupt that like psychopaths who don't get caught tend to get more and more reckless. They've gotten more and more reckless and are now basically trying to get caught. They're begging all of us to stop them. Control freaks want to run your life. And to do that, they've got to build an artificial environment. They've got to take your resources and build their breakaway civilization so they can play God. But they don't want you to have access to the life extension technologies. They don't want you to have access to the quantum computing. They don't want you to have access to the AI. Because if you had access to that, you would be a competitor to them. So the deep state's greatest crime is that they've deployed technology to the American people and to people of other nations, but only with back doors in it that surveil us and control us and let them know our hopes and dreams so they can manipulate us. The deep state has a goal to dehumanize and reduce world population from between 80 and 90%. Their documents are public. And they are carrying out covert operations where they are adding sterilants and where they are adding cancer viruses and other slow kill and soft kill weapons to the vaccines. Fluoride added in 1947 was a National Security Act. The Nazis and the communist Russians had done it to lower fertility and lower IQ. Keeping iodine out of the food supply, also about reducing population. And their argument is, if you're dumb enough to not know you need this, you deserve what's happening to you. Ladies and gentlemen, they've stolen the future. Special interests have gone in, set up a secret government, and they've broken away. And the hope here is that there are good people inside the deep state, not many inside the shadow government, who know that this is evil, and now they've gotten further enough down the line to know that enough pieces of the puzzle have been put together, because they're compartmentalized as well, to understand the end game is global government and global exterminism and an anti-God, anti-family hell. So because they understand the end game is corrupt, they're fighting back, they're leaking information, they're speaking out. And they supported Donald Trump because it was believed he wanted Americana, he wanted prosperity, he wanted God, guts, and guns again, not the socialist hell that the globalists are trying to push. And to a great extent, Trump has delivered so far. But he's being pulled in and surrounded by the swamp that covets power more than anything else. That's why it's important for us to devolve power from the globalist systems, from the big box stores, from the New World Order operations to our own towns, our own cities, our own schools, our own businesses, and to rediscover what Americana is, and to say no to the globalist that will steal the future, and to understand they've used the secrecy to establish a system that if they used it to empower humanity would take us to the stars, but instead is trying to kill the West and kill the very Renaissance that was so powerful it gave birth to the technologies that have allowed many of these globalists to basically have the control and foresight and knowledge of demigods. Ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, it's critical for you to make a decision about the facts we presented here. And to understand the reason I've been demonized and attacked and made fun of everywhere is because they think you're weak-minded and they don't want you to pay attention to what I've been saying for 22 years. The truth is, we've been dead on because we're going to the source white paper documents where the globalists have arrogantly been communicating in public about this plan. The truth is, I'm dead on. And the truth is, I'm still alive because of you supporting me and many people in the deep state that are patriots that understand the truth. So the evil globalists are afraid to kill me because it might turn me into a martyr or they might get caught. We're in the middle of a civil war, deciding the future destiny of this republic and the world. And people making jokes about this, or people not paying attention, or folks deciding they don't matter, so just let somebody else handle it, is what has put us in the position of almost being technotronic technocracy slaves. Let's continue with what our ancestors did and stand up for what's right. Let's focus on being engaged and informed, and let's turn this world around. Because as Thomas Jefferson said, the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And the truth is, the tide is turning, history's happening, and it's because of you, the info warriors, that this planet has a shot of being free. That's not hype. It's the truth. The globalists know you're the most awake, informed people out there. They know you're the tip of the spear. So now more than ever, double down your efforts to reach out to everyone you know to inform them about the facts and share this video with everybody you know. Second hour is coming up live with Owen Schroyer and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.